Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Jan van Meulen. He's editor at My Broadband, a new SAVCA or SAFCA, a private equity industry survey, points to cautious optimism in South Africa. Deal making valued up to 26.6 billion across 228 deals in 2024. So let's get a little bit more detail on this. Jan, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. What is the single strongest data point from this survey that hopefully points us in a positive direction?
Good morning. Yeah, so it's simply that despite the headwinds, despite the fact that everybody is kind of encouraged to hold on to their cash, that they're still seeing growth in deal making. And this is overall. I mean, there's interesting things when you drill down into individual industries. I obviously looked specifically at IT infrastructure, energy, that sort of thing. But overall, what they are talking about when they say cautious optimism is that there is still a whole bunch of private equity money flowing into Southern African businesses, despite the fact that there's you know, all the sort of macroeconomic stuff happening, with everything from wars through to the on the ground problems in South Africa. People aren't just holding onto their cash; they are investing.
Right, so that is that is at least a very, very positive thing, because it's really all about that. It's really all about investor confidence. The areas that seems to be the most positive is infrastructure, energy, and IT. Can you translate that into English for us? Like, what does that mean in terms of practical, in terms of practical areas?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that there isn't like specific names being highlighted, but obviously part of the magic of the survey is that they're able to speak to portfolio managers and other private equity players and ask them for their views and anonymize them. So, you know, they're not going to tell you, oh yeah, I absolutely invested in this startup, which nobody's ever heard about, because I think I'm going to 100x my money. And so these money managers get to play their cards close to their chest. But what's interesting is one of the fund managers explained that, you know, in the past, what they would do is, you know, a simple strategy of buy low, sell high. But that's not possible really right now, because like the markets are too choppy. And it's difficult to get like a sense of a fair valuation of something, it seems, for them. And so instead, what they are looking at is steady portfolio growth rather than looking for bargains on the market necessarily. And so that might be where these swings in IT and so on come from. Now, energy makes a whole lot of sense.
Of course,
there's a tremendous amount of investment in private, especially renewable energy in South Africa, and infrastructure comprises everything from these investments in schools through to telecommunications and so on. So the infrastructure plays can be a myriad of things. So yeah, broadly speaking, what we are seeing happening is a shift from sort of, I guess, growth investing by these private equity players to more value investing,
which is a positive. You speak about you quote investors saying that there's a lot of appetite for energy infrastructure, but Africa still lacks sufficient capital. What do you think the bottlenecks are? Is it policy? Is it risk? What are these bottlenecks?
Yes, so in South Africa, there's a huge amount, and we published a column from Chris Yelland on the weekend where Eskom is essentially kicking and screaming against it, right? So despite the fact that government policy and legislation is all pointing to a liberalized energy sector, Eskom has gone and taken the regulator to court for licensing, for awarding energy trading licenses, for example. And so you're seeing an energy monopoly, an electricity monopoly here in South Africa, in much the same way as we saw the death throes of the telecom monopoly, where, you know, they try to kick and scream against it as hard as they possibly can, including weaponizing the law to try and slow progress down. And that causes huge problems as well. So that causes things to be slowed down. Mm. And then, of course, the larger investors in private energy in South Africa are the banks. And so the investing that's happening tends to be debt-based. In order to finance a project like this on debt, you do need to be able to, you know, you need to be able to, you know, do your sums and get to a point at the end of it where you can sell electricity at a certain margin so that you can pay back your debt. When there's uncertainty about whether you'll be able to, deal with customers, that holds everything up. In South Africa, there's issues around foreign direct investing challenging, including our exchange controls. And so there's a whole bunch of systemic problems, not necessarily related to the energy sector. Eskom is one that's related specifically to the energy sector, but there's other systemic problems and ideological problems within our government, because a lot of this policy is still set by the ANC. And that stuff is still holding South Africa back when it comes to investing like this.
Finally, if you would look at some of the positives, just to leave it on a positive note, what are a couple of points that you take away from this report that gives you cause for optimism?
Yeah, sure. So there's some of the sectors that were highlighted in this report specifically as areas where investors are seeing good revenue growth and good portfolio growth is in health tech and education, which is really, really cool to see. We're reaping the benefits of this in South Africa. Including a combination of government and private sector investing in the space, as well as philanthropy in the space. Healthcare, I was speaking to my family over the weekend, and I was specifically highlighting quietly, while nobody was really paying attention or looking, we've cured AIDS, essentially, for all intents and purposes. And then IT investing, seeing the proportion of investments in IT swinging was also quite encouraging from somebody watching the tech space. There's a lot of positives being highlighted in this report from this survey. That's quite encouraging to see.
Absolutely fantastic, and it really is important to talk about not only the challenges that we have, but some of these amazing stories and where we do see some of these green shoots. Jan Vermeulen, thank you as always.